Hello. Now that you know about Steinmart's current direction, let's look to our past, because it made us who we are today. Our story begins in 1905 with a German Jewish immigrant, a backpack, and the dream of a better life. Sam Stein entered New York with $43 in his pocket and excitement for his new life in the land of opportunity. Immediately, he began work, selling inexpensive housing goods from the heavy sack he carried through nearby rural communities. This urgency placed on success became a cornerstone to his story. It was 1907 when Sam opened his first store, a venture that proved successful because of his community-oriented vision and hospitality, which allowed Sam Steins to survive many difficulties, including the Great Depression of the 1930s. By providing extended credit and further discounting his reduced price merchandise, Sam's community-oriented business tactics made his store a cornerstone of the community during these trying times. And in return for his goodwill and community stewardship, Sam made many lifelong customers. Caring for the well-being of each individual in his stores carried Sam Steins through the next several decades, allowing his children to take over the business and open a second store. And this is a value we still honor today. But Sam's oldest son, Jake, dreamed bigger. He knew they had something truly special. So in 1964, armed with his vision of simplicity, high standards, a knack for merchandising, and his father's commitment to deeply discounted prices, Jake transformed one of these stores into the very first Steinmart. The store covered an entire city block and became the best-known store in the Mississippi Delta. But the family kept working to improve. Eventually, Jake's son, Jay, added his dreams to Steinmart vision as well, opening a store in Memphis, Tennessee in 1977. Jay's bold and innovative vision propelled Steinmart into a new era. He dreamed of providing a place where people of all income levels could afford name brand, designer goods in a one-stop shopping experience. So he sold outfits, housewares, and other goods at reduced prices, while retaining his grandfather's vision of excellent and personalized customer service and community stewardship. This strategy helped Steinmart add one or two stores each year at a variety of locations throughout the Southeast. In 1984, Jay moved the company headquarters to Jacksonville, Florida, where it remains today. And just 8 years later, with 45 stores and a newly appointed board of directors, Steinmart went public. We've grown significantly over the years, and today we have over 250 stores in 29 states. We succeed because we look toward the future by honoring the past, adding new vision, dreams, and innovation to meet the needs of our associates, customers, and communities. Sam Stein's dream survived over a century and continues to thrive because we remember our past by honoring and valuing the same hospitality, caring, simplicity, high standards, urgency, and boldness that carried us from a backpack to a leading retail chain. Today, we look forward with excitement, building a future that honors the Stein family's hard work, the efforts of every associate who has passed through our doors, and the customers and communities that keep us running. Thank you for listening to our story, and again, welcome to our legacy.